I say greetings in the name of Jah, Rastafari Selassie, with no apology. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, July the 5th. 2015. This is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor daily to walk with Jah, to commune with Jah, to see Jah all over the universe, and to see Jah within each other. And to love Jah within I and I self, and to know Jah within I and I self, and rid this universe of this terrible system. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary institution or organization, political, that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is yet our engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website. I am thankful for my beautiful sister, Venice. Thankful for her work and her service and her dedication. I pray that the Almighty continues to bless my beautiful sister, Venice, her children, and her family. Let's give praises to the Almighty for the month of July. We give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for father is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba. Putting that together with Yahuwah, we get Yahuwah Ab or Yahuwah Abba. In Numbers chapter 11, Moses teaches us that the Lord Yahuwah has the attribute of begetting. That is the Father and the science of begetting in Yahuwah. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah. Now, Allah is not only an African Arabic word, but Allah is an African Hebrew word found under the number 5927. On the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Carrying the meaning of coming up and going up, elevation, excellence, excelling, photosynthesis, the growth of vegetation out of the earth, the sun working with air, working with gas, working with water, working with the rays of the sun, entering into the earth, heat, bringing up vegetation, teaching us that when we go into the supreme knowledge from the supreme mind of the Almighty Father, we will be able to grow into that mind and excel this terrible system and excel the weak knowledge of this weak system that because of abuse, their knowledge is weak, whereas we line up with the science of the universe, causing our knowledge to be absolutely supremely strong and magnificent. In Egypt, one of the names of the Almighty Father is Amen. You say Amen at the end of your prayer, no matter whether you are a Christian, a Hebrew, a Muslim, a Hindu, a Buddhist, a Zoroaster, etc. You say Amen. That is the hidden and unseen divine masculine proton positive energy or charge in the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father is known as the Great and the Grandfather. I also greet you, my sisters and brothers. And we say we give praises to the Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Mother, Holy Spirit, the word mother in the African Hebrew language is Ain. Putting that together with Yahuwah, you get Yahuwah Ain. Numbers chapter 11 again. Moses causes us to know and understand that Yahuwah not only begets, but Yahuwah conceives. You see, Yahuwah is a scientific word having to do with existing and living. And scientifically, there is no life without the sacred divine union of the sacred divine masculine and the sacred divine feminine. Yahuwah, then there's another word, Haya. I believe that's 1968 or 1961 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word is a verb teaching us of the law of cause and effect. Haya is the one that causes the existence and the living of all that exists and all that lives, all that has ever existed and lived, and all that ever will exist and live in the future. So Yahuwah Haya is a scientific word. There is no effect without a cause. This whole universe is the effect. The cause is existing. The cause is living. Existing and living has caused the existence and the living of all that has ever existed and lived, all that exists and lives now, and all that ever will exist and ever will live. Now, Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom is kokmoth, 2454 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine, and this wisdom is one of her titles. It is with wisdom that Yahuwah constructed the whole of the universe. This means with the feminine principle, the feminine charge, the universe was constructed. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew, chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, we learn that Mother Holy Spirit conceived Jesus, Yahushua. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother, mother of universe, mother of human family, as the Almighty Father is father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Mother Holy Spirit are Ruach HaKadosh. Ruach is the word for spirit in the African Hebrew language, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word is feminine because spirit is feminine. Spirit is energy. Energy, spirit, feminine, dark spirit, dark energy, our Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit. The Ka, Ruach Ka, the word Ka is from the African Kemites in today's Egypt. Ka is the word for spirit. So we are to know and understand that the whole of the universe is to be seen as holy and righteous and sanctified and set apart because we are all infused. The whole of the mass, matter, material, physical, visible, time-space continuum universe, which came out of the Almighty Father, original dark water, dark matter, the whole of the physical, visible universe is infused with the spirit energy of Mother Holy Spirit. In the African Arabic language, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Allah. Our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Allah, ilaha il Allah. Ashadu Allah, ilaha il Allah. And you hear Allah, the mother. You hear Allah, the father. So properly understood, none but our mother Allah and our father Allah. See the two here, causing the existence of the universe, the sacred divine feminine and the sacred divine masculine. What's the other one? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Properly understood, in the name of our mother Allah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. In the African Hebrew language, Holy Spirit, Mother Allah. Allah is also an African Hebrew word found under the number 5931 around there. You have 5927, which is Allah, the Father. Then you have Allah, the Mother. Mother Holy Spirit under another of her titles, Allah, with an O. 5928, 5929, 5930. She is the feminine counterpart of 5927. She also takes us up, causes us to come up and go up, causes us to excel, causes photosynthesis. So we go up into the supreme wisdom of the supreme mind of the Almighty Mother Holy Spirit, so that we may change our occurrence and change our circumstance. So Allah comes in as another one of the titles of Mother Holy Spirit. And Allah is occurrence. And occurrence is circumstance. See, the whole of the earth is wrought with this terrible, no good, rotten system causing evil occurrence and evil circumstance. So we go into the knowledge of Father and the wisdom of Mother, supreme knowledge of the Almighty Father, supreme wisdom of the Almighty Mother. And then we are able and enabled to and empowered to change our occurrence, change our circumstance, and defeat this terrible system of death and destruction, and become the facilitators of the kingdom of God and queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit is known. One of the titles, Amenet, the sacred divine feminine, under the word Amenet, gives us the law of reveal. That which is hidden must be revealed into the light. And so the womb of Mother Holy Spirit has the power to reveal that which was hidden. Properly used, we hide ideas in the womb of Mother Holy Spirit, our consciousness, our mind. That idea is begotten and conceived and grows, and then at the proper time, that hidden idea is manifested in the physical, and that idea grows until your idea becomes absolutely, totally fruitful and manifested. But you can't reveal your idea before the time, because you want it to grow and reach full maximum potential. The wicked use that same reality to hide truth. But the womb of Mother Holy Spirit reveals that which is hidden, and reveals the truth that is hidden. And so, Mother Holy Spirit, the sacred divine feminine, in the indigenous people, the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grandmother. I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahushua HaMashiach. You have Yahushua or Yahushua, and you have Yahshua. Four syllables, Yahushua is the masculine. Yahshua, three syllables, is the feminine. Men and women with this name and this deep scientific construct teaching that both men and women, both masculine and feminine, are the messiahs that will raise us into liberation. And believe it or not, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of his imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari I, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So I say Jah, Rastafari I, Haile Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon, teaching us that you and I are the Christ in the last days, made from the fabric and the cloth and the material of the sun disk, which is the head of the body of Christ. You and I, as part and parcel, members of the body of Christ, having that same fire within us, that in these last days, the fire would burn, and the fire within us would burn hot and burn red and cause us to walk together in this struggle for liberation, in this struggle to uplift the human family into the knowledge and wisdom that all of us are Christus. All of us are Christ. All of us are Jesus Yahushua, because the whole of the mass, matter, material, physical, flesh, time-space continuum universe, the whole of us are members of the body of Christ. And that sun disk is the head of the body of Christ, the firstborn of creation, 13.7 billion years ago, at the time of the so-called Big Bang, is light. Light is the firstborn. So the sun disk is the firstborn. But you and I are beings of light. So the birth of the sun disk, 13.7 billion years ago, is your and my birth. And when we understand this reality, we can then go to this song that we opened with. Ben Harper and the Five Blind Boys of Alabama singing, "I Shall Not Walk Alone." Some of the lyrics: battered and torn, still I can see the light. Tattered and worn, but I must kneel to fight. Friend of mine, what can't you spare? I know sometimes it gets cold in there. When my legs no longer carry and the warm wind chills my bones, I reach for Mother Mary and I shall not walk alone. Mother Mary represents Mother Holy Spirit. The light is the Christ. And you and I are beings of light, part and parcel, members of the body of Christ. And when we see that all of us are Christ, all of us are the self of the Almighty in human flesh, and the self of the Almighty is the Christ, and you and I are the Christ, then we will see love and friendship in each other, and we will not walk alone. The Black Lives Matter movement, you do not walk alone. Sisters and brothers in the ghettos, in the streets, suffering, untold sufferings under this terrible system, you do not walk alone. Sisters and brothers who are the members of those families that were shot dead in South Carolina, Charleston, you do not walk alone. Sisters and brothers all over the United States of North America who have lost job, who have lost home, who have lost health care, who have lost education opportunity, who are feeling the squeeze, know that the universe is with us and we do not walk alone. Sisters and brothers all over the international community, in Africa suffering, in Asia suffering, in Central and South America and Mexico suffering. And this suffering is now touching Europe, touching Greece, touching Puerto Rico, touching all manner of so-called citizens of the United States of North America. We must know that we do not walk alone. In that live version of the song, one of the members of the Five Blind Boys, I believe these are the Five Blind Boys of Alabama, began to talk about how Jesus is in my heart. Hope is alive while we're apart. Only tears speak for my heart. Jesus in my heart, break the chains that hold us down, and we shall be forever bound. When I'm tired and weary and a long way from home, I reach for Mother Mary and I shall not walk alone. I shall not walk alone. Home is the consciousness, the original mind, the original consciousness, which is in league with the science of the universe. And Jesus, Yahushua, health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, deliverance, and vengeance should we stray from such scientific reality of the universe. This is our original consciousness, our original heart, our original soul. When we go back into our original home and reach for Mother Mary. Mary, in the African Hebrew language, is Miriam or Mariam, carrying the definition of rebellion. Their rebellion and rebellious ones. Mother Mary teaches us that we are not to go along with this system. This is a scientific word teaching us of the womb of the universe and the womb of Mother Holy Spirit, that we should not go along with this terrible system. Our leaders, such as Minister Malcolm X, Dr. Martin Luther King, Elijah Muhammad, Fannie Lou Hamer, Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, Ella Baker, and others, they taught us that we can't go along with this system, lock, stock, and barrel. Sooner or later, Marcus Garvey, sooner or later, we are going to have to face the judgment in this time and take a stand in this time and rebel against the system. In Greece, it seems as if the people have rejected the wicked machinations of the International Monetary Fund, which operates under the wicked, deplorable auspices of the House of Rothschild, the international banking family whom are in control of the international economic system of trade and commerce, who are attempting to implement a structural adjustment program on Greece, the same that they have done in Africa since the 60s in the destruction of African sisters and brothers. You see how if we do not stand up against injustice somewhere else on the planet, that same injustice will follow us. And so my mind is thinking of the United Auto Workers Unions and their negotiations coming up, I believe, in August of this year, 2015. And members of the United Auto Workers want to get back those benefits that were relinquished for the reason of saving the companies, Chrysler, GM, Ford. And now they want the benefits back. But I say to them over and over again, where were you? Where were we? Where were the unions when it was only Africans suffering under the boot of the system? Where were you and we when only Asians were suffering? Those in Central and South America were suffering. Well, we said nothing. And the leadership definitely said nothing. There may have been those in little pockets here and there, but the Detroit leadership said and did nothing to stop the destruction of our sisters and brothers in the international community. So now that same destruction has come to cut us down. And now we want our benefits back. Well, I say start with the benefits of the international community and stand for the international community. Walk with the international community of poor working class masses of men and women. And we will see that all of us will get the benefits of the universe. Let's take this first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.